Happy Sabbath, everyone. The scripture is out of Genesis 25, 19 through 26. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as wife, the daughter of Bethuel and the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted this plea. And Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If all is well, why am I like this?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, and he was like a hairy garment all over. So they called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them.
What is your name? If you notice on the video we played at the beginning on the worldwide directors for Pathfinders, Pathfinders celebrate each year Pathfinder Sabbath, Pathfinder Day. It's not today, to clarify. It was September 25th, and we didn't celebrate it here because we are at fair. We were celebrating out fair up there in the conference. So we postponed our celebration for today. So happy Pathfinder Day to all of you Pathfinders. We really love you and appreciate you. Our theme for this Pathfinder Sabbath was identity, or is identity. What is your identity? What is your name? Today we're going to talk about the story of Jacob and Esau. And we think about them. We know that they're twins, and that they were very popular twins. And very often when we think about twins, we think that twins, they love each other so much, and they look a lot like each other, you know, they have a wonderful relationship, sibling relationship. These two siblings, Jacob and Esau, not in particular, they didn't have a good relationship as they were supposed to. In fact, Jacob wanted to take the blessings from Esau. He didn't want him to have the blessing. Esau was the firstborn. He was naturally supposed to have the blessing from his father. And Jacob wanted that blessing.
Jacob was the younger son, and his name meant deceiver. Now, if your name meant deceiver, if your parents named you deceiver, how would you feel? You'd want to change your name, right? And that's kind of what Jacob started to spend his life doing. He wanted to become somebody else. He wanted to be who he wasn't and have a name that wasn't his. In the Bible, names were very closely related to the identity of a person, even more so than it is today. It was very much the culture of that time that your name was who you were. And so Jacob had this, his name meant deceiver. He wanted to be somebody else. So he spent his life trying to be somebody else, trying to become different. And a lot of times, that connects with ourselves. A lot of us, when we think deep down inside about who we are, we aren't really happy about who we are. We want to be somebody different. And when we realize deep down inside who we are, we have this desire to become different. And often we do that in all the wrong ways, like we'll see in our story how Jacob did. But today we're going to talk about how we can learn to become who God wants us to be.
So, who are you? And this is a question that is part of the sermon, but it's also to you. Who are you? What do you think for a second? Who are you? Probably know your name, And I probably don't know all of you, probably most of you, but who are you? Jacob, in particular, he always wanted to be his brother since the beginning. He wanted to get what didn't belong to him. And so that makes me think that maybe, and only maybe, we have someone that we think has what should be ours. Hey, that person is who I want to be. Hey, that person has that specific thing that I want to have. And the question is, are you really who you want to be? Or are you just looking out there for someone who is a great person and you want to be that person? Just like Jacob always looked up at his brother and he wanted to be like his brother.
And God had promised from before Jacob and Esau were born, God had promised that even though Jacob was the younger son, that Jacob would receive the blessing. God already said that from before he was born. And it was assured in the promise of God. But Jacob's father had a blessing prepared for his brother. His brother was the eldest. It was, the culture of that time that the eldest brother got the blessing. So his father had a plan that his eldest son, Esau, would get the blessing. But Jacob's blessing had already been assured by God. Based on how things happened, we don't know what God's plan was, but we know that God had a plan for allowing Jacob to have the blessing that God had in store for him. But Jacob, in the end, wasn't really thinking about the blessing that God had for him. He was thinking about the blessing his father had for his brother. And in the end, he took things into his own hands and tried to get that blessing by dishonest means. But remember that you don't have to rob a blessing. God has a blessing prepared just for you. You don't have to be somebody else. You don't have to be something different. God wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you by being you. And when he blesses you, that's when you're going to be able to be transformed into the person that he wants you to be.
Now, look at this slide. It says, you receive the false blessing only after you change. The real blessing occurs before, and it's the foundation of the transformation. What does this mean? What do you think that means? When you are born, you are blessed by God. You have been chosen since before you were born. So the simple fact that you are born means that you are blessed. Now, when you change because you think that you need to change to be blessed in somehow, then you get a fake blessing. You don't have to change. God has blessed you since the beginning, and he wants you just as you are, not as nobody else. What happened to Esau? He had exchanged his blessing for food. Then when his father called him, hey, I want to bless you. Will you bring me food? Then he had to bring food to be blessed. But he already exchanged his blessing for food. Isn't that interesting? So when we try to be someone else, and this is the rest of the story, when that happened, Jacob came and tried to be Esau, his brother, and his father asked him, hey, are you Esau, my firstborn? And Jacob said, yes, I am. In that moment, Jacob took a false identity. What happens when we take a false identity? What happens when we pretend to be someone that we're not? Just because we want to be blessed. Blessings go away. Or we probably think that we're blessed. But that's not the real blessing. Because we change. And we try to be someone different. But that's not what God wants for us.
Later in Jacob's story, he had had to leave. He ran away from his brother because his brother was angry since he stole his blessing, and so Jacob had to leave. He was coming back with his family. He's now an adult. He has his wives, his children, all his animals. He's traveling back, and he gets really concerned about his future. There's a moment where his brother's looking for him, and Jacob thinks he's going to die. He recognizes that he had made a mistake early on, and now he's afraid even that God will permit Esau to kill him because of his past, because of the deception that he had had. And Esau's coming. He might be angry. He might want revenge. Jacob's aware of all of this. And now comes this moment when he has to confront his false identity. He has to confront his past and the mistakes that he had made. And during this time, when he's so afraid, he's so worried about the future, God appears to him. And God appeared to Jacob as if he was a man. And at first, Jacob doesn't realize who it is he's wrestling with. He thinks that it's a man. He thinks, maybe he even thinks it's his brother coming to kill him. He's not about to let that happen, so he spends all night wrestling. And finally, in the end, he realizes that it's God. What he doesn't really realize in that moment is that that night where he's wrestling with God is kind of a parable, a picture of his whole life. He's been struggling and grasping and wrestling his entire life, trying to get the blessing, trying to become who he wants to be. He struggled with man. He struggled with God. This has been his whole life. But then in the end, he realizes that it's God who he's wrestling with. Ellen White says it was actually Jesus that was with Jacob through the night, who he was wrestling with. And then Jacob holds on to him and asks him for a blessing. And we all have to have that moment. We have to confront our past, and we have to look back and see, what is our fake identity? Who have we been trying to be that we're not? And this can be a painful process, looking back at our mistakes, looking back at who we thought we were, who we realize we can't be. But in that process, we discover God. As we're wrestling with our past, God is right there with us, and he's the one who's guiding us through this stage of pain and discovery and helping us to grow into who he wants us to be.
So what happened in this moment when Jacob was wrestling with God? He told God, or the angel who was wrestling with him, "I will not let you go except you bless me," according to Genesis 32:26. "I will not let you go." In that moment, Jacob realized that he had robbed the blessing of man, but he was lacking the blessing of God. In that moment when he was fighting with God, he said, "Hey, my father blessed me. I stole what wasn't mine, but I am still empty. I feel the emptiness inside of me, and I need the blessing of God." He recognized in that moment he had changed his identity, and that stopped him from becoming who God wanted him to become. God has promised since the beginning that he would be blessed. But he got desperate, he made mistakes, he deceived people because of his name. Now he had to confront his past. He had to repent. And now, in that moment, fighting with God, and I remember I preached about this story before in here. And in that moment was when he was fighting with God, was when he had the opportunity to rectify himself, to confess to God, "Hey, this is not what I intended to be." And that applies to us as Christians. We maybe had adopted a false identity. We have maybe made mistakes in the past. This is the moment when we need to encounter God. This is the moment where God is fighting with us. Let's just repent. Let's just recognize who we really are, just as Jacob did in that moment. Just as he said, "Hey, Father, I won't let you go until you bless me." This is the moment when we need to ask for God's blessing.
And when Jacob said that, he said, "Bless me." God did something interesting. Jacob asked for the blessing, and God says, "What's your name?" Which seems a funny thing for God to ask. He knows all our names, right? That seems obvious. The angel knows who he's wrestling with. But the interesting thing is, it's kind of a parallel to what happened in Isaac's tent when Jacob went before his father. His father says, "Who are you? Are you my son?" And Jacob, in that moment, had the opportunity to say, "No, I'm not Esau. I'm Jacob. I'm your younger son. But I want a blessing because God has promised it to me." But in that moment with his father, what did he do? He said, "No, I'm Esau." He took on somebody else's identity. He took a different name, and that caused a lot of his problems. But in this moment, he has a choice. He could continue to try to live his false identity. When God says, "What is your name?" he doesn't really want to admit, "I'm the deceiver." But he has a choice. Will he still pretend to be somebody else, or will he make the right choice when he's with God?
In this moment, we see Jacob repenting. He says, "I am Jacob." What would we do right now if God softly asked, and we hear his voice asking, "Who are you?" What would you answer? Who really are you? Who are we? This confession of Jacob brought grace into him, upon him. In that moment when he recognized who he really was, grace poured down onto him. Forgiveness poured down onto him. Because he repented, he confessed his sins, he recognized that he was a sinner, and that's exactly what happens when we recognize who we are. God gives us his grace and his forgiveness because we are recognizing that we are sinners and that we are not who we want to be. And in that moment, God says, "Okay, I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to give you my blessings."
And so in that moment, God said, "Your name will be called Jacob no more, but Israel. You fought with God and with men and have prevailed." That was a beautiful moment in Jacob's life. He no longer had to be the deceiver. He got a new name. He got a new identity. He got a new character. God said, "You can start over with me." And when he That started by recognizing who he was, when Jacob was willing to admit, "I'm messed up, I'm a deceiver, I've made mistakes, will you still bless me?" And God said, "Yes." And God said, "Not only am I going to bless you, I'm going to give you a new name. I'm going to make you who I want you to be."
And in that moment, God gave Jacob a new name, which is, do we know the name? What was that? Israel. God gave Jacob the new name, Israel, which means the one who fought with God and prevailed. Now, notice this. The new name of Jacob had nothing to do with his past. It was a name who had to do with his future. The moment we are changed, the moment God touches us, the moment we recognize that we are sinners and that we need God to forgive us, he forgives us. But not only that, he deletes our past and he gives us a blessing for the future. Jacob's name, Jacob means deceiver. He deceived his father, he deceived his brother, and he deceived his when he was working with
Laban.
He deceived everybody. But from that moment on, God changed not only his life, his heart, but his name as a proof that he was going to bless him. So in conclusion, Jacob's life is the story of grace. We find tenacious grace, contending grace, intrusive grace, and renovating grace. If we translate this, can we learn? Tenacious is in that will not let him go. Very tenacious. God will be there blessing him. That blessing will be there with him. Contending, as it was always battling for his soul. So it was contending grace right there in that battle. Intrusive, because it would not be shut out. And renovating, because it gave him a new limb and a new name. Do you want to receive God's grace in this morning?
Amen.
It's renovating grace. You're going to receive a new name, and it makes me think about Revelation when it says that when we go to heaven, we're going to get that little stone with that new name that no one knows except for us. We have a new name. It's a promise in the Bible. Just as Jacob had a promise, we also have a promise, a new name that is going to change our future for all eternity. We don't have to get this right. We don't have to adopt a false identity. We just have to abide with God. And pray and study our Bibles. And God will someday give us the blessing and the opportunity of have that new name and that new life, which is going to be eternal. Pathfinders Church, God bless you. Let's wait on that promise that one day we will have that new name that will change our lives forever. God bless you.
Thank you, Rita and Hannah. Thank you very much. A new name. I just want to point out a couple of things that might have been a little bit confusing. I said there's a baptism June 22nd. June 22nd for the older people, like 14 and up. Also, there's a baptism June 14th. And June 14th, or is it 15th? June 15th, thank you. The baptism June 15th, and that'll be some of our young people. And I just want to make sure that the young people know this. So many of you have been notified. Those that want to prepare for baptism, we have a baptismal class this afternoon from 2 to 3, and for the next 2 weeks from 2 to 3. And then we'll have a young people baptism on the 15th of June, which is actually the closing of VBS also. And then on the 22nd, we'll have another baptism to let you know. A new name. Wow. What's in your name? Who are you? God blessed you when you came into this world. So God has blessed you. God is blessing you. And God will bless you with his grace. And he will give you a new name. I'd like to have the deacons pass out the cards at this time. And the response card to this message that has been given to us. And on that card, you have a chance to fill out your name. We'd like to have our members and visitors fill this out. You're welcome to put down prayer requests. Or a comment about the message that Euridice and Hannah gave us this morning, or about the wonderful program the Pathfinders did for us. Put your name, address, anything you're interested in. And on the back side, you get a chance to make some commitments. So take the card and fill it out at this time. I've written all over mine. And we take these cards and we look at them very carefully. Any prayer requests, we definitely pray for them. And so your prayers are also going up every week in your behalf. Once you fill out the front of the card, I invite you to turn to the back of the card. And on the back of the card, these are the responses that you may choose. I want to submit to God's will today. I want to submit to God's will today. I wish to be a witness to everyone around me. The third one is I desire to be filled anew with the Holy Spirit. And see, I like these pathfinders in the front row. They're all filling the card out right now. I see that. They're giving a good example for all the rest of us. And the fourth one, I thought I would add this one in here, is a comment that our speakers gave. I thought it was very good. I choose not to worry because I know God is blessing me and has a blessing for me. That could be the fourth one there. You can write that in if you like. I choose not to worry because I know God is blessing me and has a blessing for me. And as you leave today, give the card to the deacons, elders, anybody you see around, hand the cards and they'll get to us. Let us stand if, only if, you're excited and support this Pathfinder Club. Otherwise, don't stand. Look at that, Pastor. Everybody supports you. Praise God. Praise God. Let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you for the Pathfinders. It's exciting to watch them as they grow, mature, and serve, and just associate with one another. I also thank you for the Pathfinder leaders, the hard work they put in, the weekly meetings, the planning, the crafts, the honors they work on. Father, just continue to bless these leaders as they continue leading out. I thank you for the parents who send their children to a club where their young people can grow and associate together. And I thank you for this church that supports this club. May we continue to be in your will, and may you bless us, and may the Sabbath afternoon be a real special blessing for all of us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.